Here's a playus for you.
You're a playa.
She's a player. That's Jennifer Horn, the other player in New York City is Roberta Fasanelli. I am Rich McFadden, just outside of Washington, D.C., safely away from the people that run this country, your Congress and senators. And Doug Steffen is soundly asleep, as he was on an airplane all night long because he got derailed by the storms coming down through the middle of the country.
Did he have to make an emergency landing, do we know?
No, there was no emergency landing. Apparently, his connecting flight was canceled. He flew from Boston to Dallas, then was supposed to go from Dallas to Phoenix, and it was the Dallas to Phoenix that got hung up there.
Gotcha.
So he basically just got into Phoenix and is taking a little nap before his very important meetings today. So we'll be with you this morning, along with our friend Jack Stockwell. Jack Stockwell is our resident anti... How do you describe yourself? You are the anti-establishment doctor.
Well, that sounds so cool.
We're publishing under the Forbidden Doctor.
The Forbidden umbrella. Doctor, okay.
And that sounds so rocker of you, Jack.
Does,
I like
yeah,
it.
It's cool.
Good.
Like, he's a doctor in leather, you know.
Wait till you see the logo.
You know, I think I saw, did it have flames or a skeleton or something? I saw something come through the other day on a newsletter.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of. It's.
You're a rebel, Jack Stockwell.
Well, you know, there's so many things that are absolutely pertinent to raise a family in a healthy environment and climate that you are forbidden to know by the FDA. The FDA exists to keep the world safe for drugs. The FDA is not there to protect you. I mean, they're constantly allowing stuff that shouldn't be out there.
But this is a conspiracy that's bigger than just the FDA, isn't it?
Well, it's big pharma.
It's the pharmaceutical companies. It's the food and agricultural companies.
Yeah.
It's, it's everybody because we want convenience. And we want to be fixed right now. We want to be fed right now. And we don't want to have to go through all the steps it takes to do it properly, so this is what we get, right?
Then the body doesn't work that way.
But we ask for it.
The body has to be nourished. It has to be fed. It takes a while for certain organs in the body to turn over with new cells, some organs faster than others. And whatever you're going to wake up tomorrow morning in the sense of how healthy the heart is, how healthy the liver is going to be determined to some degree by what you have eaten the last 30 days. And what you eat today is what your body will be nourished on tonight when you sleep and when you get up and get going again tomorrow. And when you start moving in a direction that actually will provide proper nutrition for the body, it takes a while, but my goodness, the miracles we see out here in our clinic in Salt Lake.
So, you know, I've heard that my dad was a smoker, my mom was a smoker, she was able to quit, my dad wasn't, and it killed him. I've heard that if a smoker quits smoking, that the lungs can regenerate themselves over, I don't know, a course of whatever, 6 months, a year, I can't remember what it is. Let's say that you're an unhealthy eater, and today is the day you start eating healthy, organic salads and fruits and lots of healthy oiled fish and
good
clean meat and stuff
exactly.
Like that. How long does it take your body to go from that that trash filtering piece of garbage disposal that it is to a healthy, lean body?
Well, first of all, I want to mention that I lost an uncle yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because of smoking and lung cancer.
Yeah, there's no running and hiding from it.
No.
It will get
you.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, you know, most people, when they just, you know, kind of just jump off into the abyss of trying to make a major 180-degree change in their nutritional status, most 9 times out of 10 are going to fail because it's too much of a shock to the body. You have to do these things kind of slowly until the diet you just described, Rich, there a moment ago, becomes your everyday fare. And that can take anywhere from a couple of weeks to a couple of months to a year, depending on how nutritionally depleted the body is. Because when you start putting the right kind of food in the body will start to detoxify, start to clean its own trash out once it has the mechanisms and the chemical support inside our own physiology to do that. Boy, it will start cleaning house. And that can be very uncomfortable for some people to the point where they say, I can't do this. But look at the heart. The heart turns over every 30 days. Every 30 days you have a new heart not a healthy heart necessarily if you keep the same kind of dietary habits, the same kind of, you know, lack of exercise or whatever else, sedentary life.
Let's follow this then. Okay. So let's say that my health, my heart is built of these couple of billion cells in there right now.
Yeah.
And in 30 days, it's the same heart, but it's new cells. So if I feed it new food, those cells will be healthier, therefore making the heart healthier?
It'll pump more efficiently. It'll pump more with greater vigor and will be less susceptible to infection and disease.
But will not clean out any clogged arteries or fix any flaps.
Now, that takes something else. That takes a diet that's rich in omega-3 and 6 fatty acids, in the sense of the good, clean fish, good, clean meats. And by clean, of course, we mean not the commercially processed meats. You're going to have to go to the butcher shops,
right,
and the places probably further out beyond Loudoun County, out towards, you know, Winchester or downtown.
Right, which is 40 minutes outside of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, right, to where you can go in and you're going to get the processed meat that was raised in a pasture with clean water running through it, nothing sprayed on the grass. It just grew the way nature has grown grass for millions of years. And that kind of, that stuff, we know, there's plenty of studies out there to show us that kind of a diet will literally rebuild the body. Now, it's almost impossible in 2013, even with dietary changes, to achieve the kind of goals we want without supplementation.
Right.
The excellence in nutrition has never been an easy prospect. Whether you were on the frontier 200 years ago trying to be able to feed a family of three or four or a half a dozen, or trying to do it today, it's a full-time job for one person just to be able to bring together the nutritional base that will cover all of the body's needs.
The philosophy then is try not to kill yourself by smoking, drinking too much, and eating Twinkies all day, and then supplement. So try to eat the good things and then supplement for what you can't eat.
Well, you know, as good a diet as I try to give myself, I still supplement every day. My breakfast.
Yeah.
My breakfast this morning was supplements. That's about it.
Okay. I have one.
Whole food, mind you. Whole food. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, we were talking about this earlier, Jennifer, and Roberta and myself, about how I went to a restaurant last night, a chain of small diners, that has switched over to local and organic.
Farm to table. It's huge.
Farm to table. And it was very, very good.
That is catching on all across the country.
What do you think of juicing, Jack?
I'm sorry?
What do you think of juicing, by the way?
It's got A-Rod and Lance Armstrong in a bunch of trouble, but Jack.
Not juicing. But when you do get this fresh produce, I get a delivery of organic produce from some local farmers in my area. So every week I get a box full of locally grown fruits and vegetables, which are great. But I was thinking, you know, I have trouble keeping up with them some weeks. And so I was thinking maybe I would get into juicing. Does that still have the same benefits? Is it better or worse than just eating
you
the
get,
stuff?
A lot of people overdo it in the sense that they juice more than they would have eaten.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you're going to juice something, don't juice any more than you would have sat down in a bowl with some dressing and had a salad.
Ah.
Because you will overwhelm the system. And there's so much sugar in all those juices, especially in the fruit. You know, you should never juice a fruit. Just eat the fruit because you need the pulp and the fiber that's in there to be able to handle that rush of sugar the body's going to get. But if you're going to do some vegetable juicing and sweeten it with a little bit of juice, don't do more than you would have sat down and eaten as a whole raw piece of vegetable or fruit.
All right. Well, there you go. Juice, but juice the right way.
Yeah.
Don't do it the way Lance Armstrong did. All right, Jack, thank you very much. It's Jack Stockwell. You can catch him at jackstockwell.com, and he's got all of his little podcasts of all of his radio shows in there. So if you just haven't got enough Jack in the last 10 minutes, trip on over to jackstockwell.com. And the free newsletter. So you can get all the information. You have no excuse not to be healthy. That's like Doug says, I just don't get it. How come these people just don't eat better? Well, information. So all the information is there at jackstockwell.com. It's 17 past the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. and doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
19 past the hour. Doug Steffen's good day. Doug's off on meetings this morning, so it's Rich, Jen, and Roberta with us. I got this, you know, you always get these emails with these self-help tips and everything like that. I get this one that I get every day from a company that we work with, and he sent me 6 lessons I live by.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the one really kind of hit me because it's what I try to do, and it's very easy. Surround yourself with people who are smarter than you are.
Oh, yeah.
And move out of their way. And like here at the network, and Jen, I mean, Roberta, I know you guys are both good at this, and we all know Doug is good at it because we're all smarter than he is.
Yeah.
But, you know, and Doug's great at it, actually, because he realizes, I don't know how to do all this stuff.
Right.
Let's put this person
there. But I can find someone.
Yeah. Right. And just let them do it.
That's the best management skill you can have.
Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. If you think you can do it all, you're wrong, and you're going to fail. Get somebody that can help you get to where you want to be. It's the best thing you can do in your life. It's 21 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is off running around in some meetings on the West Coast. Jen, Roberta, and Rich with you here with the number one song this week in 1995, Jennifer. Who is it?
TLC.
And what song is it?
Creep.
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 I mean, give me the backstory on the song. I'm not real familiar with it.
This is just about, I creep. I don't know. It's a type of, like walking style. You know, you're creeping.
Oh, it's not about a guy that they dated who was a creep?
Yes, but I thought.
No.
God, we're so old.
Because they're not down with the lingo.
I know. We are so old.
You're creeping,
apparently,
man.
Apparently. Every day I realize how more and more out of touch I really am. So, I mean, I like the song. It's good.
TLC, they were so great and so big during the night, midnight.
Oh, yeah.
Like this.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, here's a song that you love to hate. You love to hate. You go, oh, not this thing. But you're going to tap your foot.
It is, no, I will not.
Yes,
I refuse.
You will. Yes, you will.
I might tap in the tub. This song was so good when it first came out, and then like 3 weeks after, you're like, okay, enough of it already. It's stuck in your head.
I'm not even sure I want to ask what tub pumping is, but
I don't have any idea.
Good.
And if I did, I probably wouldn't tell you.
Right.
It's a whiskey drink. It's a vodka drink. It's a lager drink. It's
a cider drink. Number one song in 1998, so I was still out and about in these days. And it takes a whiskey drink, it takes a lager drink. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I was not able to drink when the song came out.
Yeah. Oh, you weren't?
No.
Yeah, one more piece of proof.
I was almost there.
Yeah, all right.
Almost there.
Now, right up my alley here in 1988, I Need You Tonight.
I need you tonight.
In excess.
Because I love you.
Something about you, babe.
All you girls out there, tell me that you don't think about the cover of this CD or cassette tape, whatever you had, probably cassette tape.
With Michael Hutchins.
Michael Hutchins standing on the front with his head down. He's wearing those black pants. Hello. Lava.
So I saw them in concert, I don't know, I guess in the late 80s, right after I'd seen U2, one of the 15 times I've seen U2. And I will tell you, NXS put on as good of a concert as U2 did. And then that moron Michael Hutchins goes and hangs himself.
By accident. No less.
Whatever. By accident. You know.
Well, they said it was the result of some crazy stuff.
The asphyxia, blah, 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 whole thing.
Something you could be sure I would never be into.
What an idiot. All right. So let's move out of that. Great band. 2000. What were you doing this week in 2000? You were likely listening to this.
Savage Garden, right?
Cruising around, going up to the top of the canyon, overlooking the city with your best girl.
Or, in this case, your best guy.
Roberta, in New York, where's the favorite makeout place to take in your car?
In
Manhattan people don't have cars.
Oh, so do you have to make out the back of a cab?
No, you go, well, you know, those horse-drawn carriages in Central Park.
Oh, okay.
How about those?
That's pricey. If you're a high school kid, that's a lot of money to get into a carriage in New York.
Well, you just go into the park then.
Yeah, and get mugged.
No, you don't get mugged in the park.
All right, so Jennifer and...
Not unless you're really stupid.
In Los Angeles, we all know it's Mulholland Drive, right?
Yeah, Mulholland. There's a couple of overlooking points in Burbank that look out all over the whole valley, too. And if you go up there, not that anybody pointed this out to me, but the streets, if you go up at night, spell out love in Burbank. So you can actually see...
Really?
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. All right, and in Washington, D.C., it's very cool just to find a nice little quiet place on the mall and hang out with the Capitol. No, but you walk and you just kind of sit on the mall.
Well, like New York then.
Yeah. It's very cool.
Go up to the High Line in New York. That's a great
place. I'd go sit on Abe Lincoln's lap and make out there. That's what I would want to do.
It's a little crowded, even at 3 in the morning.
It doesn't matter. It's one of my things on the bucket list.
Come on out. It's 28 past the hour on the bucket list show. Doug Steffen. Good day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Dr. Andrew Weil, MD, is the founder and program director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. He is the author of many best-selling books, including his latest entitled Spontaneous Happiness, A New Path to Emotional Well-Being.
I don't separate the mind and body. I think the only way you can do that is verbally, that mind and body are two poles of the same reality, the same unity. Emotional well-being, physical well-being go hand in hand. Emotional states affect physical health affect emotional states. I think optimum health means working for optimum health of both the body and the mind. I've written about emotional sea level, that is the neutral point from which we can have positive or negative excursions. I believe the characteristics of that emotional sea level are balance, serenity, comfort, and contentment. I think those are the hallmarks of that neutral emotional state. Psychologists have assumed that people are born with an emotional set point that determines how much time we spend in positive or negative emotional states, and that that can't be changed. But new research suggests that you can change your emotional set point, and you can do that in a variety of ways. One, by attending to the physical needs of the body, by changing thought patterns, by drawing on such resources as the tools of cognitive behavioral therapy, or the wisdom of Eastern psychology, which recommends meditational practices to keep the focus in the present.
Dr. Andrew Weil, author of Spontaneous Happiness, A New Path to Emotional Well-Being. There's more online.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing your silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Says, your call. It's gonna be a good day or a bad day. Jen, good day, bad day.
Good day. Hello.
Right.
Did you see the name of the show?
It's a good day show. Right. But that doesn't. We help get you off to a good start. It's up to you to make it a good day. Right?
Better be a good day. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So it's going to be a good day. So we were just talking about, Roberta's in New York. I'm in Washington. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. The famous makeout points in those cities.
Mm-hmm.
Here at the Radio America Network, we just started a new show.
My driveway, by the way.
Your driveway, yeah.
The driveway.
Everybody's driveway is always a good place. All right. But we started the Dr. Joy Brown show. All right. Dr. Joy, you know, she takes all the calls and helps mm-hmm. people with their problems. A lot of very interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff. My husband, I just found out my husband's cheating on me with a stripper. I mean, just really crazy things. My kids, this and that, whatever, whatever. So she gets a call the other day, and I was in the studio listening, and it's this woman, I don't know, I guess so 50, couple years old, dating a guy, divorced, dating a new guy, and she wants to know how to tell him he's a bad kisser.
Oh
my
slobbering
God. Okay,
all
what
over.
Did she tell him? Because this happened to me. Okay.
No.
Oh, yes, and I didn't know what to say. Right. I tried to make corrections with my hand.
Well, and that's
it didn't work.
Right. That's what she said. She said,
well,
no.
What am I a bad kisser? What does that mean?
Well, I don't remember what she said.
Slobbering?
What
or?
She said that was so bad.
There is
I
nothing
think there was like a lot of teeth or something
oh,
like that.
Oh, God, so. I know about the teeth. Sometimes the person in that I'm talking about
clink.
Had like this suction
oh,
thing
yeah.
that was way too much. It was like, and like you felt like your whole face was disappearing. And I'm like, okay, dude, this is my moneymaker. Please. Remove your suction grip from the
moneymaker. Leave my teeth. Leave my teeth. That's all I ask. All right, so I have a couple of questions here. We got a few minutes here so we can take some calls. 888-302-DOUG. 888-302-3684. Call us if you've ever dated a bad kisser and what you did about it. All right? So if you've ever dated somebody and you were like really, really into this person and you really thought, man, I really like them, and then the first date, the second date, the fifth date, whatever it is, comes and you lock mm-hmm. the lips and all of a sudden you're just like, ugh.
Nothing will kill a relationship faster than a bad kisser.
Or they have bad breath or something like that. But
bad breath can be created. I think
fixed.
You can
okay.
correct that because so, you can be like, hey, honey, here's some gum. Because usually, I mean, and let me give you guys a little tip because I think this happens a lot. If you're on a date, you're not sure if you're going to kiss or not at the end. If a girl puts a piece of gum in her mouth at the end of dinner, that means she's totally wanting to kiss. And so I would just share and be like, here, you want some gum too? Maybe you should take two
idea.
Pieces.
That's a great idea. Great tip. All right, so I want to hone in on the technique side of this, all right? So if you've dated somebody that's a bad kisser and you couldn't deal with it and broke up with them, or you were able to fix them, how did you do it? 888-302-DUNK. Now, this isn't the part of the conversation that blew me away.
Okay.
All right? Joy's in her, I don't know, she's Doug's age, somewhere in her 60s. And dropped this bomb, and all the guys in the room and I just looked at each other like, what? She said that guys don't have the advantage that girls do because girls practice kissing with each other at slumber parties when they're
kids.
That's
not true.
No,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to ruin that image. I mean, she's trying to perpetuate the image of girls having pillow fights in their underwear in a sleepover.
I never did. Jen, did you ever?
No.
No.
I kissed one girl in my life, and it was not at a sleepover.
Okay, how about this? Did you practice kissing on your hand? Or did you talk about kissing techniques with your friends?
No, girls will practice kissing on their hands when they're teenagers or adolescents. More
hands.
Adolescents. More, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yes.
But each other, like, no. Here's me kissing my hand as a kid. And then you realize, thank God, when you actually do start kissing people for real, that that's not how it's supposed to be.
So you had no practice, Jen. Roberta, you had some practice.
No, none at all.
Well,
I was just on the hand, but I was the typical sweet 16 and never been kissed kid, or atypical now.
Yeah, I actually waited a long time for my first kiss, too. Mine came in high school. I mean, late in high school.
So
never mind.
Move away from that story, please. So, Roberta, have you ever dated a bad kisser?
Yes. Oh, my God.
And what did you do?
Slobber.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
I stopped dating him.
Like, where you? Problem.
He was a real nerdy type kid, too.
So,
the
kind of thing where you walk away and you're like, I need a napkin.
You know, he was the type of person that had, you know, the people that get like those little white things on the side of their mouth?
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. Okay.
The spit strings.
Yeah, whatever. It's like, no, but it's kind of like foamy and it almost looks like rabies. I don't know what the heck it is.
My grandpa used to get it when he would drive. He would get all stressed. He'd start foaming at the mouth. When I dated the bad kisser, and I'm having flashbacks to this, and I've actually dated a couple kissers that were not quite up to par, but the one that was probably the worst, I would actually take, because I liked this person, and I was trying desperately to make it work, and I thought, well, maybe, you know, some people get caught the wrong way.
That would break it for you if you were a bad kisser and you really liked
absolutely. Because then there's no chemistry. If you can't kiss, you can't do other things, and then there's no chemistry.
Yeah.
And typically bad kissers, I'm just going to say, are not the best in other areas either. So, you know. Usually, you don't have someone that's like stellar in one section
of the
relationship. Yeah. So I actually thought, okay, this suction thing is problematic. So I thought maybe it's just, you know, he thinks I'm leaning in too far. So I actually took, keep in mind, picture kissing, head tilted to the side. I actually took both of my forearms, put them up in front of my face. Like I was going to hold his ears, but instead of holding his ears, I actually used his ears for leverage to actually pry him off of my face. It was like a full...
It's like you're being attacked by a fish.
But, and so then it was okay. So then I'm like, okay, this is much better. So then I think, all right, I can slowly release my hands. As soon as I did...
right back on it. No.
Suctionville. Yeah. How about you? Now, have you ever had a girl that's a bad kisser? Because some girls think that men want to be have like an aggressive kisser, and so I've seen a lot of girls that just go crazy
off the bat. I guess I've been lucky, or I just don't pay enough attention because I don't remember anybody ever being there's always that uncomfortableness the first time, like okay, I tilt right, you tilt left.
Yeah, no, you know, and that's cute, actually. That can be endearing.
Yeah, or, you know, okay, I need to come up for air. You know, just whatever it is, you know. But I've never really dated anybody or gone out with anybody where I was like, ew, no, that wasn't good.
Now, do you think, are you convinced you're a good kisser?
You know what? I don't know whether this is good news or bad news, but nobody's ever complained.
They just leave.
The girls don't. They don't complain.
They're right. They won't tell you. How do I know? Maybe I was.
If you were approached by a girl, how would you want them to tell you that you were a bad kisser, or would you just want them to leave?
No, I think I would want them to talk to me, because I would certainly want to make them happy with their kisses.
Hmm.
So, and my wife is happy, so I guess I got that going
for
me.
So you think.
Or it's, so she tells me.
She could just be with you for your money.
This is true.
That's exactly what it is. All right, so maybe we'll put this up on our Facebook page. So you can check us out at facebook.com/Doug Steffen Show. Have you ever dated a bad kisser? And if so, how did you handle it? So when you
and
get
if
into
it's
the office,
one of us, call us, because we think we're all good kissers here. So yeah.
Well, I don't know. I have never gotten any complaints, but they could be hiding and just dumping me instead. So I don't know. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. So there it is. Facebook.com/Doug Steffen Show. It's a good day show. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And tell us if you've ever had a bad kisser and how you handled it. It's 42 past the hour. I have to get my allotment of Doug Steffens in here. So here we go. Please excuse me while I take care of my contractually obligated business here. Doug Steffen, Doug Steffen, Doug Steffen, Doug Steffen, Doug Steffen, Good Day Show.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster. Actually, he's a metaphor for the tiny price you'll pay for TurboTax software after we take $10 off TurboTax Deluxe level or higher. $10 off is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. Offer ends February 2nd.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't.
Pay and switch.
That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
This multi-view report is brought to you by Crest. As the Emmy-nominated host of Fox's So You Think You Can Dance, Kat Deely knows a thing or two about confidence and has a tip that will allow you to look and feel your best this new year.
One of the most important things to me in my professional and personal life is maintaining a positive attitude and exuding confidence in everything I do. I always want to look and feel my best, which for me begins with a smile. Not only does a smile make you appear friendly, approachable, and most of all confident, but sharing it with others is so gratifying.
If you're looking for a whiter, brighter smile this year, Kat recommends Crest 3D White Arctic Fresh Toothpaste and Multicare Whitening Rinse. Also, visit the Crest 3D White Facebook page, and you can win a chance to attend a Hollywood event with Kat Deely herself. For more, visit 3DWhite.com. That's 3DWhite.com. I'm Danielle Adair.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh! I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
You're thinking.
You didn't know I could play like that. I mean.
Now, singing What Happened to My Guitar, and Kansas is Carry All My Wayward Son. This is bad, actually. Alright, so if you go to DougStephan.com, four friends from the University of North Texas have put together a different kind of a band. They call themselves the Maniacal Four Trombone Quartet, and they performed on three continents, playing with a rhythm section. Well, no, so they do. But check this out.
Wow.
So they do all of the rhythm stuff ahead of time and then play their trombones to it. Here's an act down in New Orleans when Roberta and I go to the jazz fest called Trombone Shorty. Trombone Shorty was one of the kids who played out on the playgrounds with three of his friends. You know, if you're a kid in New Orleans, you play some kind of an instrument.
Oh, yeah, everybody does.
8, 9, 10 years old. Yep. And you're out there on the street at the playgrounds at Jazz Fest with a case open, and people are dropping nickels and dollars and, you know, quarters and whatever into it. And Trombone Shorty was just like this. He's a legend now in New Orleans. And it's just one of the most amazing things to see on stage. It's like watching Hendrix on stage with a trombone. So these guys aren't as big of geeks as you think they are, but this is pretty cool. So go on over to DougStephan.com and check it out. It's the video of the day over there. Now also over there is a story on, what is it, on getting engaged, Jennifer?
Yeah, this was a very romantic way to get engaged, maybe, if you're into that sort of thing. This is in New York, Roberta, in your neck of the woods. A woman got her own fairy tale ending during a performance of Broadway's Cinderella. Oh. Her name was Maria Rocha, and her boyfriend of almost 5 years, about time you made her an honest woman, Alan Chow, took Maria up on stage after the cast did their final bows Monday night, and he popped the question after the Cinderella show. The entire audience cheered as he got down on one knee. The couple's family and friends were there. She didn't know that. They sat in the balcony with signs that read, "Will you marry me?" So when she looked up, she saw the signs. And he said, "Babe, I brought you here because I love you very much, and we have two beautiful kids together." Dude, it's about time.
And they have two kids together?
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
5 years and two kids? It's about time. But that's okay.
Good Lord.
He said, "I want to share this with everybody and our friends up there." And he pointed up, and she saw the "Will you marry me?" He put the ring on her finger, and they got a standing ovation, and she kissed him and said yes, and that was it. Now, I think that's very beautiful and very creative and romantic, but I will say, you don't want to marry a guy. Getting publicly asked is really, it's hard to say no.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially in front of the cast of Cinderella.
So one of two things happens here, right? One of two things happens. Either the guy knows that she says yes because they've talked about it before, or he's worried that she may say no and puts her on the spot to make her say yes.
It's like,
and then later she will say, "I've changed my mind."
Yes, like people that propose at baseball games on camera at the game. That's rough. Because you remember that one lady who, like, threw the ring and, like, took off?
But that was a setup. Remember, his friends, the guy's friends, paid for that to go up on the board. The guy didn't know it was coming. The girl saw it, slapped the guy in the face, and walked away. And he was trying to explain that I didn't put it up on the billboard. My buddies did. And they're in the background cracking up at it. Which I think is like one of the beautiful pranks of all time. I love it.
That's a terrible prank. That's like a life-ruining prank.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, but it's funny.
Where did you propose to Janet, Rich?
On a boat in the middle of the lake with a glass of wine.
Aww.
At sunset.
Aww.
Yeah, it did the trick. She cried. I got my, you know.
Wine is always
good. Was she expecting it?
Yes.
We had talked about it, but she wasn't expecting it. We had said, yeah, you know, okay, yeah, we're going to get married, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, we had never talked about, okay, this is definite. Mm-hmm. So it was a little bit of a surprise. All right. 51 past the hour. Doug Stephan's good day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Stand Phil Collins. I like him. I don't like this song. I could care less about this song.
Not my favorite.
But Jennifer doesn't like Phil Collins, and it seems like every other day we've featured some kind of Phil Collins hit over the last week or two. So I'm pretty sure that our producer, Ken Kessler, who comes up with all this music that we're going to play here, has something in for Jen, is just trying to irk her and is sitting at home giggling right now. Mm-hmm. So good job, Ken. It worked.
Payback. Payback,
yeah, payback,
Ken.
Right. Payback. Yeah, okay. So if Phil Collins turned 62 today, and he happened to write this song, which was the theme song from Disney's Tarzan movie. And it was also, believe it or not, his biggest hit.
Really?
He spent 19 weeks at number one in 1999.
This is probably his best.
How fun.
19 weeks. It's not his best song.
Oh, yeah. You're not
going to
tell me it's give me one more night because I can't live forever.
In the air.
It's
in the air tonight.
I, not Zai.
You know what? You tell me that you don't ride down the road and when the drum solo comes on for
no,
in the
I
air
do
tonight,
not. I turn
you don't
it.
Play air drums. I know you do.
I definitely play air drums.
I play bongos.
There's no doubt in my mind that you have several sets of bongos.
I actually do. I have a set of bongos in the apartment. I play bongos all the time now. It's really funny.
I'm sure there's other activities going on.
I've just gotten into bongos. Sure.
All right, so it's movie time with Chuck Curry here. Hey, Chuck, you thought you were going to get some time to talk because Doug's not here, but...
I was wrong.
You were
surprised.
Wrong.
Surprised. Mm-hmm.
All right, so...
about Phil Collins and Disney, I mean, you can't be surprised that his biggest hit would be... something that was promotionally pushed hard by Disney, could you? I mean, that's not a bad entity.
No, it's not. Idea. But, you know, I mean, when you're pushing a product to a bunch of 7- and 9-year-old kids, how much will that
the
get
cool
you?
The cool thing is he's as tall as a 7- and 9-year-old kid, so he fits right in.
And has as much hair as a 1-year-old.
You give me your opinion. I'm sort of disappointed. Disney's behind this new prequel, Oz the Great and Powerful, which is directed by Sam Raimi, who did the Spider-Man trilogy. I think Sam Raimi is an excellent director, but the trailers to this film, I think, are pretty weak. It just seems to be made to show off 3D and CGI, but doesn't appear to have a compelling story, at least in the trailers.
So
I would
to,
agree with that.
Go to the movies this weekend and see the trailer, but I haven't seen it yet.
No.
I would agree with that. I saw it on TV, and it does look cool. It looks pretty, but you're right. It didn't highlight the story very much.
Well, you know, funny thing, the background about that is James Franco's a star. He plays the Great Oz. He originally went for Robert Downey Jr. He had to do Iron Man 3, so he took a pass, and they asked Johnny Depp to do it. He decided to take a pass, and they decided on casting James Franco.
Johnny Depp passed on a movie? I find that amazing.
Johnny Depp passed, yeah.
Wow. They didn't ask Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah,
he's in every other movie.
He would have been interesting.
All right, let's get to our contest here. We got three clues we're going to play for you. You got just under 2 minutes to call 888-302-DOUG. If you know what movie this audio comes from, and the only hint I will give you is that Tom Hanks won the Golden Globe for it in 1988. Here you go.
Oh, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Okay, yeah, I got it. All right, 888-302-DOUG. Here you go, number two.
I'm cool.
All right, and the last one.
I play with all of this stuff, and then I go in and I tell them what I think.
That's it?
Yeah.
And they pay you for that?
Yeah.
Suckers!
Yeah, suckers. This is a really easy movie. So 888-302-DOUG. There go the phones already. It was a really big movie. So Chuck, what's going on in movie news? Let's get it.
A good day to Die Hard, which opens on February 14th, is actually bucking the trend and tracking very well, tracking at around a $44 million opening weekend, which is pretty solid.
How do they know that? How do they know what it's going to do?
They take these polls, and for the most part, I would say within 85%, they're fairly accurate. Once in a while, they miss, but they are pretty, you know, it's interesting. A movie can open on Friday, and they can tell by the Thursday 10 o'clock sneak peeks basically what that movie's going to do.
Wow.
for the entire weekend. But last night on David Letterman, so that Stallone comes out to promote his new movie Bullet to the Head, which I said yesterday is tracking very weakly at a $6 million opening. First question Dave asked is, he says, Sly, do you think you could have changed the title? And Sylvester Stallone really just said, yeah, maybe, but then wanted no part of a serious discussion on movie violence at all and just sort of joked about it, and they veered into a totally different subject. Just want to point out, I watched the two Dallas second season premiere episodes
quickly,
Monday,
Chuck.
And Larry Hagman is just gold on that show. He really is.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Jerry in St. Augustine, Florida. Jerry, what's the name of that Tom Hanks movie?
I'm saying it's Big.
I'm saying you're right. It was Big from 1988. Nice, fun movie with Tom Hanks. Jerry's the winner. Thank you, Chucker. Movie news at 59 past the hour on Doug Steffen. Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.